The next patient is Bonnie Coston. The last name is C-O-S-T-O-N, Bonnie, B-O-N-N-I-E. 79-year-old white female that is seen in the practice because of CKD stage 3B. This CKD is most likely associated to diabetes mellitus, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and the aging process, period. The most recent laboratory workup show that the serum creatinine is 1.4 and the estimated GFR is 38 and serum electrolytes are with the normal limits. And the protein creatinine ratio came down from 800 to 410 milligrams per gram of creatinine, period. The patient is feeling well. Number two, anemia that is associated to iron deficiency. The patient has had a determination of fecal globin by immunochemistry that was reported negative. She has a remote history of complex polyps in 2005, and some colon resection was done, and it has been followed by the colonoscopy that was done by Dr. Avalos, Avalos, A-V-A-L-O-S, about 5 years ago. Period, the patient was told that she needed a follow-up colonoscopy, that the office will call her for that purposes. Period, the serum iron continues to be low despite the fact that the patient has been taking 500 milligrams of iron sulfate. The serum iron is 58. The ferritin is just 10. The saturation of iron is just 17. We're going to increase the administration of iron to 2 tablets on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And we're going to reevaluate the case in the near future. Following number arterial hypertension that is under control, blood pressure reading today 140/83. Following number diabetes mellitus that is under control, hemoglobin A1C 6.1. The patient was given an appointment to see us in 6 months with laboratory workup. We spent 8 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, and 7 minutes in the documentation.